We have DOT Commissioner Garrett Ucolito on the show now. Good morning.
Morning.
So what is, was this a report as to where we are so far in 2025?
Yeah, so state police prepared a report showing where we are in 2025 compared to previous years, and that fatalities on the roadways are down compared to the previous years at this point.
That's good news.
Wow.
It's good news. Since COVID, it's obviously still higher than where we were before COVID, but it's still good news. As of a few days ago, we had 148 people killed on our roads this year. So while it's lower than it was last year at this point, it's still 148 people who are never making it home to their family.
Yeah, that's a drag.
And that's like, we need to remember that, you know, these are actual people behind these numbers. It's not just a number that we
statistic, yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, there's a face in there.
All right, let's see if Hans and Durham can guess the most dangerous highway in Connecticut. Hans?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing,
guys? Hey.
Good morning. Good.
So I drive every morning, and the worst part of the road is from Waterbury to Danbury on 84.
Yeah, 84. All right. Commissioner?
It goes from two lanes to three lanes, back to two, and there's, I don't know, at least once a week, I'm getting almost clipped by people, and that's just bad drivers. But it's just, it's a complete mess.
All right, Hans, I just want to hear what the commissioner says.
Okay, sorry.
Show us 84.
84 has seen more fatal crashes than any other state road.
We have a winner.
Nice.
Hans, nice job.
Great. We all lose.
Yes.
There's no winners.
Yeah, it's kind of, actually, probably shouldn't play sound effects here. 84, the most dangerous. That stretch that Hans is talking about, is that the most dangerous stretch?
No, it's not. I mean, so when you think about danger in terms of fatalities, if there's a lot of congestion, that's probably not where you're going to see the most fatalities, because people are not able to get those high speeds that result in death compared to injury.
Ripping, yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was going to say that 84 in Tolland is like free. You see people doing 130 there.
Right? Yeah. Wild West.
Yes. Yep.
It's like that on some back roads, some of our rural roads, you know, where there's not a lot of traffic. There might be some straightaways. You get very high speeds. People leave the road, crash into trees. That's where we see a lot of fatalities as well.
So this report that the state police did, this was specifically state roads, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
84 is number one, followed by...
They did not share the full list with me, but I can tell you from our data, we do see a lot on 91 as well.
91, okay.
Congested parts of 95, we don't see as many fatalities, except for in the evening. Most of the fatalities are occurring at night, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. When traffic's freed up, people are able to go high speeds. For instance, just in Greenwich on a Saturday morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, we had a construction worker killed working on a paving job.
Horrible.
Someone came into his work zone and killed him.
Yeah.
They get the person?
Yeah. Yeah, they did, thankfully. I went down to the scene. The individual who killed Tremont was out of his car on the side of the highway. So thankfully they got him.
All right, so 84, most dangerous highway in Connecticut.
Yep.
I would think if you do it per mile of highway, 691 is not long, but that is the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
That stretch of road, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because you can't put really any radar there safely for police to pull anyone over. But you go on there, and it's nuts.
It's like a launching pad.
That's the merit for me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Merit Parkway. My car doesn't go over 50, or it shakes violently. So I get on the merit, and it's just like, oh, my God.
It's well, you're the problem out there if you're doing 50.
It's 55 speed limit.
Probably in the left lane, right?
No. I'm not a jerk.
Commissioner's calling you out.
I'm just poor.
All right, and what's the most dangerous time to be driving on these highways?
Late at night, because you're more likely to have drunk drivers or drivers who are high out there. So late at night, you know, you have to be super vigilant to protect yourself. That's when we see most of those wrong way drivings incidences occur. People, it's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Always be driving on the right hand side of the highway. Don't be in the left lane. And always be aware that someone might be coming the wrong way at you in one of those wrong way driving incidences.
Yeah, that's creepy. And you've been able to crack down on those. We have a lot less of those now.
Yeah, we have about 180 wrong way detection systems now deployed on ramps. This year, we've had the system activated over 300 times. So it's kind of scary that now that we have the system out there, we're catching people going the wrong way up the ramps, and we're getting the notifications each as it happens. It goes to state police as well. So you think about how many didn't know about where people could have killed someone.
Thank God.
All right. Well, nice job, Commissioner.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. And we got to get you in studio. We got a lot of calls. People have some thoughts on dangerous roads.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's construction season. So, you know, when you see those orange cones or flashing lights on the side of the road, just slow down and move over.
Yeah.
Because we've had 70 of our trucks and car or DOT trucks crashed into already this year.
Oh, man. It's so maddening.
It is.
Yeah.
Pay attention, folks.
Really. Like, there's, you gotta respect the life.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
All right. DOT Commissioner Garrett Ippolito. Did you see this video, the Rhode Island Attorney General?
Yes, I did.
She's not she's not the Attorney General.
No.
She's an attorney. She's an assistant AG.
Right.
Basically a glorified prosecutor.
Exactly.
Not a big deal.
No.
She thinks she's a big deal.
Yes, she did.
What's missing in this story is what they did at the restaurant for the restaurant to call the police on them.
Right.
But we pick up where the police are there and they're like, all you guys got to do is leave.
Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
All leave. They had to
just
do
leave.
Was leave.
Just leave.
That when a police officer says to you, just leave.
You leave.
Leave.
That's the nicest.
That's to get out of jail free
You're
card.
Being given a gift.
Yes,
here's your out. Take
right.
it.
Now, when you're drunk and you're being asked to leave a restaurant to the point where the police arrive and ask you to leave, what do you think you're going to gain by arguing? In the back of your mind, do you think the cops are going to say, you know what, drunk lady? You're right. I'm going to tell this restaurant that they have to seat you.
Right.
Not in the next half an hour. Right now.
Right this second. And I'm going to watch.
Right now.
I'm gonna watch.
And they're going to have to serve you with smiles.
Right. I'm going
to
make sure.
And happiness.
And for
And
free.
Manners.
And for free.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be on them.
Yes.
Because this whole planet's got it wrong.
Right. You and
we didn't realize it was you.
Both you and justice will be served.
In your mind, you think that this is going to happen?
Yes.
Wow.
You're
are you doinked in the head.
Literally illegal.
Yeah, you are wasted.
Brian, does this audio need a setup?
It starts with the cop talking to the, like, I imagine the restaurant owner or manager about what he wants to do with them.
Okay.
You guys just want to know? Do you want them trespass?
Anything we can do.
Yeah. Trespass, yeah. I just need
trespass. Get them out.
Cuff them, please. It's the only way
we're going to cuff them. So the guy is he's the host.
Right.
So the guy was like, okay, you know, yeah, party of two. Okay, we got you down here. All right, let me, here, follow me.
Yeah.
He's that person.
Yeah.
He says, cuff them.
Anything you can do.
Cuff them.
Hey.
Not just get the, he's like, get them out of here. Cuff them.
I thought about it myself.
That's something you say at the end of a movie to the bad guy. You're like, cuff him.
Cuff him. Book him, Daniel.
Cuff him. Wow.
Desperation. So
they it probably took a lot for this guy to call the cops.
Yeah.
Because she probably told him, I'm an attorney general.
Right.
Do you know who I am?
I need a table right now.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll ruin you.
I'm a junior. Junior AG.
Right.
Do you know who my boss is?
Probably took him a lot for him to call it. He's like, oh, man, I'm going to call the cops on an attorney general. This is great.
And we'll have you fired and have this whole place shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh,
flexing the muscles.
This is a win for the little guy.
Yes,
right here.
Yes, it is.
Like, us normal people, you can't come in and say, I'm the attorney general. Yeah.
Right. You leave some cuffs.
And I work at Chipotle. What's the difference? You know?
Like, yeah. Yay.
Sir, this is Wendy's.
All right.
No, I'm not. I know that your protocol is...
So you're trespassing, we got to leave now. Unless you want to be an
We're
ambulance.
Not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing. You're number one, no.
Excuse me. I believe he just said, you're trespassing.
Right, he's notifying you.
Wow.
If you shut up, he'll tell you.
They could have gone on with their night. They could have had just a...
They could have.
Exactly.
You know? Just sit down and shut up.
Exactly. Let's go somewhere else. We'll grab a bite.
Right. Yeah.
This should have happened like a half an hour before the cops got there. Like, okay, they don't have a table.
Right.
Let's get out of here.
Exactly. Go someplace else.
Wow.
Very simple.
Wow, wow, wow.
Number one, number two. I don't want to arrest you guys. You're not going to arrest us. Number two
so let's
is
leave.
That
we got to go. We got to go.
Your protocol is to wait them down for 1 second. Your protocol is to ask you to turn the body
cam
off.
I don't want to deal with this.
Okay. No, no. I understand. You know what?
Citing the law.
Yes. Tell him his job.
Number one. Number two.
Right.
And second number two
A
just happened.
Her friend is there too. Like exactly what right. she said. She yeah. knows,
right, right. and she's like, the attorney general. Right. You're not arresting us.
Right. Number one and number two, and then C.
Yeah. This is very playground. Like you're not the boss of me. Energy. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know.
Yep. Yeah.
You tell him, Rachel.
Also said that snap. That's right.
Number one, I know your protocol.
Yeah, protocol. And then she tells them to turn the body cameras off.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because there's some law that if you have a victim or a suspect that's... There's a witness or a victim.
Okay.
And they can say, I'm cooperating. Please turn the camera off. Right. And they can turn the camera off.
But she ain't cooperating.
She's the suspect.
You're combative. You're combative.
Yeah, and she doesn't know the law. That's what's funny. She's right. saying she's the attorney general, but right. she doesn't know the law. All right. Go ahead.
Dan, you don't want to deal with it, but the protocol is, and your protocol is if I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a f***ing lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's bullshit lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a Let's go.
Yeah, that cop should get an award.
Dude, that was excellent.
Awesome. Yes.
Yay.
Right. Good I'm doing you. My job now. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
he also still is like, go, just go. You know, you don't
right.
You, like just
even in the
leave.
Face of that being these total ass.
Yeah.
No, like you, you could leave
you
right now.
Can still
just
leave.
Just go.
Yes. Just want you out of here. That's all I want to do is just get you out of here.
That's it. That's it. Just leave.
No, but that's not protocol.
Right.
We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands off.
Can you get your children out of here? Like, I don't know why.
I'm sorry. What?
Did he just say to her husband, "Can you get your children out of here?"
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love this cop.
Wow.
Love him.
We got to go back to this later. We're bringing in Anthony Avalon, but boy, there's a lot here.
Oh my God, this is great.
This reminds me of the dopes that went to the Coldplay concert.
Yes.
It's like, it's a what were you thinking moment, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like a career ending moment.
Exactly.
All in the same time. Anthony Avalon is in. He's a professional, what they used to call a headhunter.
Yes.
Right? He's like a matchmaker between employees, employers.
Right. Yes.
And he helps people make more money. You're in a job and you're like a dead end.
Yep.
He'll coach you and you know, introduce you to, you know, places where you
get successful.
Work.
Yes. Right.
And a lot of stories have been coming out. And, you know, this is back to school time, so it's a good time to be out there looking for a job.
Yeah.
A lot of stories are coming out about parents writing Gen Z's resumes and then going with them on interviews. Does that really happen?
It really is happening. Not only are they going on interviews with their kids, but they're actually calling companies on behalf of their kids.
Like the mom will call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That mom or dad.
Like mom's right? an agent.
trying to lay the foundation for like expectations and, you know, sort of like, listen, you know,
he's a little
Johnny,
socially awkward, yeah, but he's Johnny really, or, really a hard worker and a good person.
Yeah, yeah, once his fingers out, you know, his nose
and,
is great.
And, you know, just they need a chance, you know, and they're struggling with this or that, and you know, just and it's funny, man, that they don't even recognize.
Is it? Are they in the background? Mom,
yeah,
you shake it when you see that, Mom.
Listen, how about sadly enough, they're not.
Oh yeah, right.
How about sadly enough, they're
right,
not.
They just let Mom handle it. Yes.
Oh, they're like, yeah, Mom, please do the hard work for us.
How about sadly enough, they're not, simply because they really don't even want to go to work.
Is there any mom listening right now, or dad,
right, that's doing this,
that like called in or went on a job interview with their kid? Yeah, we're not going to make fun of you. I just I want to ask, you know, how'd it go?
Yeah, get perspective.
Yeah. What's the thought process?
Yes. Why are you doing this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or any employers who had this happen to them.
Even better.
Had a mom show up on a job interview.
Right. Yeah.
203-882-9757.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's just parents don't want to, at all cost, have their kids get hurt at all costs.
Right.
You know?
And there's too much of that.
Yeah.
And so the... You know, what we find is that the younger kids that are entering the workforce are so apprehensive about starting jobs, right, that the parents are usually pushing so hard, right?
I got to get this kid out of the basement.
Yeah,
right.
That this is how they're making that happen. And I mean, it is.
Wow. I almost feel
bananas
for the parent then if they're doing it for that reason.
Uh-huh.
Like, I need to get this kid out of here.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to show up on the interview.
Yeah.
You can't screw this one up.
Yeah.
You know, you're 35 years old. We got to get you out of here.
Yeah.
In the old days, you move with her at school.
Yeah. I mean, you're seeing it like kids that are 27, 28 years old,
yeah,
still at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, not in a professional path just yet. Right? Like,
plus Italian households.
Because their parents are enabling them.
Yeah.
That's Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. Eddie Savin.
Hey.
Hey, I've actually taken my 9-year-old on a job interview.
Okay.
To get her a job, what, Girl Scout?
I think that's reasonable, no?
Right.
No, she sat there very quietly playing on her tablet, mind her own business, didn't say a word. The interview went great.
Well, I think that's the reverse side now.
Did they hire her?
What was the job for?
Yeah.
It was a guard gate at a construction company.
Oh,
a what?
Guard gate?
A guard gate.
Yeah, but I think...
Making sure the trucks came in and had the right materials when they left.
That's what she would do? Or
No, Ed, I think you got it the wrong way.
Okay.
Ed's got it the wrong way.
I'm like, you got a 9-year-old working the gate?
No, Ed, we're talking about the wrong way, Ed.
Okay. You pull on...
I got you. Mommy and daddy went with you.
Yeah, yeah, no.
A couple of juice boxes.
No.
I'm sorry.
I think that's reasonable.
Going backwards.
Yeah,
no,
that's reasonable.
Funny.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, you're a good dad. You brought your kid.
Right. Sure.
She was well behaved.
By the way, I didn't get the job because the employer told me that it was unreasonable to bring my child. It shows I can't get child care.
Mm. Oh,
the employer didn't want to care about
in his defense, yeah.
Right.
That makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
I don't even have the job yet, Chaz.
No. What he said.
But I made it to the interview. I made it to the interview.
Yeah, but doesn't that make sense that you brought your 9-year-old and they would have concerns? It's like, well, he's going to be calling in sick or he's going to be bringing her to the job.
And you can't bring her to a job site. It's too dangerous.
Hmm. At the same time, it's summertime.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Right? No, Chaz, I'm being serious. It's summertime. What are you going to do with her?
Okay, well, what are you going to do next summer? See, I don't want to be the dick
right,
here. Anthony, you're here to be the dick.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just not going to fly.
Andy, be a dick.
It's not going to fly.
This is my customer. Yeah. I love this guy. I'm with him.
Having a job and going on an interview are two different situations.
No, I know.
I'm not going to give up a guaranteed paycheck.
No, I know.
I will find childcare to pay for that. I'm not going to pay for childcare for something I don't have.
I know.
But that's my fault for the phone call.
No. Don't ever feel bad about calling here.
Yeah. No,
I'm sorry it didn't go the way you thought.
No, right. But every time I call, I end up derailing the segment.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Okay, so you noticed.
All right, so stop. But if you were listening, there were lots of laughs.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a win.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Well, thanks for the laughs.
I'm a funny guy. What do you want from me?
All right. Thank you, brother.
Point,
we
got
to
go.
Hi, guys.
All right, man.
To Ed's point, right, like we get people that actually show up for interviews with family members, like for like moral support to come with them, right? With the you don't.
It looks like Michael Corleone's date in Italy when the whole family went.
Yes,
and like
the chaperones.
Like, and so what you know, what Ed is saying, right? Like people don't realize that it is just not a good impression, right? And so you go in with the idea of like, how bad could this be? I've got people here sitting in the lobby that I'm going for an interview with, right? Like, what's the big deal?
Right.
And the people are, first of all, the first thing they say is the receptionist or whoever is there, like, hey, how did they behave out in the lobby out there, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, by the way, they're here with like three people out here. It's like, what's the need for three people in the lobby, right?
Okay, so, well, here's a key that if you're interviewing for a job, that the main person who interviews you is going to check with the receptionist
100%.
Or whoever's out in the lobby.
What's going on there?
Were they well behaved? Did they treat you right?
It's the 100%. Only thing. Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
Was there anything? Tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
So all the time.
The second you walk in, you're on.
There's also cameras.
and no need to bring the family with you for an interview.
No. Right. I'm waiting the car.
No need. No need at all.
Anthony Avalon with Reitman in studio. Yeah. Cliff in South Carolina.
Huh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Cliff.
How are you guys this morning?
Good, thanks.
Very cordial. What do you got?
Good. So we have had parents come in. I own a pizzeria down here in Aiken.
Nice.
And we've had parents bring their kids in. We've had kids show up like they just rolled out of bed. None of them know how to fill out an application. None of them know how to interview. It's really sad.
Mm. I could see it. Yep.
You know, when parents show up, I'm telling them, look, y'all need to sit in the car. This is their interview. Yeah. This is not your interview.
Oh, wow.
They want to answer questions. I had one guy brought his son in. His son had to be about 19. Hey, my son's looking for a job. Are you hiring? Son's standing right there behind him.
Yeah.
Not him.
And I'm just like,
does he speak?
Yeah. He needs to come in.
Listen,
are you here against your will, young man?
Right.
Blink three times.
Right, do the hand thing.
You know, the type of stuff that I'm even talking to you about is not even like jobs in like the restaurant business where you could actually see something like that happen, like Cliff is having happen to him. I'm actually talking about like semi-professional jobs.
Like a doctor?
Like where people would actually be going into a career path, right? And to find that parents are actually getting involved in their kids' life to that point is stunning. Like it is let your kid go out there and fail. And they refuse to let their kids fail at all cost.
And you know what happens when they do fail? It's on your watch. It's your fault.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
They learn nothing.
My dad said Excel did it.
You've been failing. It's working out for you,
it's
by the way.
It's a proud tradition.
I'm very proud of you.
I come from a long line of failures.
You are a professional, well-paid failure.
I should probably have a plaque.
Fail forward.
We got some headlines here for you, and who better to discuss headlines with than a person who's done news?
Yes.
Aaliyah Redd in studio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good.
Good.
You're beautiful.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I have the face for radio, I guess.
No.
No, you don't.
Nope.
No, over here. We did the face for radio.
You guys are wonderful. Handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So you were with Channel 3, no longer with Channel 3?
Yes, no longer with Channel 3.
What
left
happened
Channel
there?
3 at the end of June. What happened there? A lot of news. Had a great time at Channel 3. I just finished under 2 years, and it was just time for change. So,
did you leave, or did they say we're good?
We all left.
Gotcha.
Wait a minute.
It was unanimous.
So, no, my contract decided not to really renew, just moving forward with change.
Your contract did that. The paper.
The paper
we're
did
not
it.
Doing this again.
Stupid paper.
I know.
I hate papers like that.
I know. Chop down all the trees.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. No, but I am excited for what's next to come. Right now, I don't really know what that is, and I love that. For me.
Are you working?
I'm not. I'm enjoying my summer.
How do you live?
How do I live?
Yeah.
To the fullest.
Nice.
That's a good answer. I like that.
How did Channel 3 not say this is a great personality? We need to.
Right.
These are the people you want in front of the camera, people who have personality.
Exactly.
Not, I'm standing here reading this piece of paper.
You will see this building behind me is burning.
Right. Well, what do you want to do?
What do I want to do? I believe I want to stay in news. So I've been done.
Have you called News 8? Have you called NBC Connecticut?
Question is, have they called me?
Right.
So no,
see,
I have I actually have gotten calls from a couple other stations in Connecticut, but like I said, I'm just taking.
Don't go
a break
to News
right
12.
Now. No,
that's like the Island of Misfits.
And we said,
did I say that out loud?
We said in a loving way, because everybody loves Rudolph.
No, that's where news careers go to die.
Yeah, no, I have talked to a couple other stations in Connecticut, but I'm trying to figure out exactly what I want. This is home for me, so I love being here.
Right,
but if I am going to stay, that would be locking in for like another 2 years. Do I really want to do that? I don't know.
What are you looking for? New York City or Boston?
Oh, God, no. I need to go back. I was in Louisiana for like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And I love me some heat. So I would love going back to the South and just
really?
Enjoy. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're from Connecticut.
I'm from Connecticut. My dad's from Louisiana, though.
Oh, see?
So I would visit during the summer.
It is like home.
Right. It is almost like home. Have a lot of family out there.
The bugs there are nuts.
They are.
Nuts.
They are. It's wild. I'll never forget on a story. Can I go ahead? On a story?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I realize you're more interesting than the news I have in my hand. So I'm just going to keep going.
I want to know more about this.
So no, if we're talking about bugs, I was on a story, and this is when I was MMJing, so by myself. So I'm not really like paying attention. I'm just grabbing my gear and everything, and I'm in the middle of like nowhere. I set up my camera and everything, and out of nowhere, my like leg, I start feeling like this feeling, and it's tingling, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? I look down, I am standing in a whole ant pile.
Oh.
They are tearing me
fire ants.
Yeah. I had to call my director. Oh. And this was like my first experience with it, and I was like, listen, I don't know what y'all want to do with this story, but I'm coming back.
Did you go to the hospital?
I didn't go to the hospital. I just went home for the day, and they were
dead,
like,
brutal.
Yeah. It was tough. It was bad.
Oh yeah.
I wish I had a picture. It was disgusting.
These ants were all high-fiving each other. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what I had on me that day, but they loved it.
Yes. Yeah, people, you probably stepped in their nest or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, so that right there.
Yeah.
People in this area of the country don't realize how brutal those ants are.
Yeah.
We're used to just annoying ants.
Right.
These are vicious killer ants.
Right, they'll come after you.
And the first encounter I had, so they make these nests in your yard. They look like little volcanoes.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm driving around on my tractor in Texas, a Yankee in Texas.
Right.
And I got the mowing deck, and I'm like, I'm going to plow this friggin' dirt hill over.
Oh, hell.
These things are they're like Navy SEAL teams.
Right.
They climb up on a mowing deck. They're
right.
Climbing up the mowing deck,
right.
Over the mowing deck, up the contraptions,
yep.
Onto my legs.
Right.
I'm driving this tractor. I'm like, no! I jumped off the tractor, ran into the house. They made it up into my crotch.
Oof.
No!
Oh, yeah, the tractor, I just let that roll into the woods.
Did you see Great Balls of Fire?
But they bite you, and then you get these, like, whiteheads on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
No, thank you. I'm horrible.
Exactly. No, thank you.
Your neighbors were like, oh, that damn Yankee.
And you want to go back to this.
I'm a little crazy. Yeah. I can own it.
Okay.
Well, she'll watch where she steps from now on.
There's a lot
I'll watch where I step.
Louisiana is almost like Australia, where like everything could like bite you or kill you.
That's just the residents.
Yeah.
Crocodiles.
Yeah, you got crocodiles.
Yeah,
you got that.
Snakes.
Yeah.
All of that.
All kinds of snakes.
Like
big spiders.
Yeah, I'm good.
Just the
humidity.
Wow,
and now you guys have me here a second. Yeah, do I want to go back to this?
Florida's
it's
nice.
A lot.
Florida's
oh, my God,
nice.
The bugs will love that hair.
Right.
I have to show you a picture. My son is an art handler and restorer in Las Vegas, and he was delivering pieces, and he had to go through Louisiana. He was at a gas station, and he's pulling up. You know, the gas stations have all these lights. It's nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
All the gas station lights are on, and he pulls up, and he's like, is it raining over the gas?
Oh.
It was all bugs.
Yeah, dude.
That's a messy windshield.
Yep.
They would love that hair of yours.
No, thank you.
She's like, well, you know, Connecticut's nice.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe I'll stay at home. And maybe I should call these other stations back.
Alaska's great.
If you were to pick a station in Connecticut, which one would you pick?
Oh, okay.
Channel 3 is not bad. If they called you back,
I was
going to
say, yeah. I think I would. Channel 3 is the station I grew up watching. I love Channel 3, and being able to work with some of the individuals that I grew up watching, I was like, whoa, what is this?
Right.
Like, I'm like a fan of my coworkers. So it was great, but I do.
Was it the new manager that they have? They have a new manager there. Did he not get you?
It wasn't the manager.
Sometimes it happens. It's not.
No,
it's
no.
It's nothing other than someone comes in and they're like, I don't get this.
Right.
You know? Oh, you know what? Actually, this happened before him. I didn't even get to meet him. The new GM you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even get to meet him.
He might love you.
He might love me.
He might.
He might love me. But no, I definitely think I want some warmer weather.
Gotcha.
I think in this time, people who run radio stations and run television stations need to know you need people like you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You need people who are going to do more than... I'm standing here.
Right.
This voice is hilarious.
It's true, though, right?
It is.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
They come out of broadcast school and they're talking like this. I'm standing here.
Everything is.
Why are you doing that?
I feel like we all go through that, though. I feel like I had my phase of that in Louisiana where you're like, all right, we got up. This is what we're going to talk like. And then it's like, wait, no, like, exhale, relax.
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing this?
Talk like a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like you're lifting something heavy.
It's like, yeah, are you carrying heavy suitcase?
I'm standing every part of the deal.
I'm actually standing at fire ants right now as we speak.
Trying to be Walter.
Yeah. Aaliyah Red is in studio. We're going to go through some news stories. You follow, what do you follow?
What am I following right now?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. I've really like tapped out.
Did you see the influencers
detoxing
who were... tasting some food and then a car smashed through the restaurant?
Yes, I did. Did that happen in Houston or were they from Houston?
I don't know. I really didn't care about that part of the story.
We'll check the accident report.
The thing that captured me is how many times I've looked at influencers eating food.
Yeah.
And just wanted something bad to happen to them.
Right.
Because it's like,
so
why?
You manifested this.
I feel like I was part of the people on the planet.
Yeah.
He was driving the car.
Yeah. So
Where were you Saturday?
You know what? If I was driving down the street and I saw that through the window, I'm like, that's it. Yeah. Enough.
Right.
Oh, my God. You're eating. Let the whole world see.
Yeah. Luckily, the second car got them. Good shot,
It makes me nuts.
It does. It really.
We don't need to see this, right? Do you post pictures of yourself with food?
I post pictures of the food because phone eats first, but I'm not posting myself eating the food.
Right.
Okay, great. You know.
So no
mukbangs for me. No.
Right.
And if you did, you would have something interesting to say. There would be some education or there'd be some comedy. Or a hot take.
Absolutely.
Not just like, oh, yeah, let me slap this on there and, ooh, I'm going to take a big bite
and close my ass.
Ooh,
I feel like it makes the meal like unenjoyable. Like, you're not actually enjoying this. Like,
right.
Let's get to the food. Let's actually just eat it.
Yeah, let's just eat it.
Not for nothing. Who needs to be enticed to food? I eat it.
Yeah, here's the audio. This is the slow motion.
You're going to have to slap this thing on here.
I'm going
to
help you.
So you better slap it. Slap it.
There you go. I'm going to get a little bit of mine, too.
So if I'm scrolling through this, I'm like, I want to see them actually get slapped.
Right.
You know, this is annoying.
Right.
I want to see a meteor come in.
What are we slapping exactly?
Cars and people.
What are you slapping in public? What are you doing?
It does just look like the most average hamburger, too. It's just not.
It's a little slider.
Yeah.
But they're not selling it. You got to sell it. You got to say, this
talk
is made
it
from this kind of, you know, educate or entertain.
What's on it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Angus beef, brioche bun, what? What's going on here?
Right, we need more.
Right,
it's they feel like the whole world should see me do everything in my day.
Right, and stop closing your eyes. You're eating. Look stupid.
Right.
You look dumb. Like,
main character.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to do a big bite with you. Cheers, my boy. Boom.
Boom is right.
Boom is right. Boom is coming. This is slow motion.
Yeah. I mean, what a shot. It took the whole table.
Yeah, can we hear it real time? Because real time.
The glass house.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot.
The way this news report is edited is it's real time, slow motion, and then the end when they get hit is also they just slowed the whole thing down.
Yeah. I mean, they just missed their knees.
And they're okay.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
they're fine. They were fine.
They were making videos in the hospital. Like, it doesn't stop. I never forget. She was in the hospital bed like this with scratches. I'm like, girl,
wait,
when is
what?
It going to stop? Yeah.
You can see
anything for the content.
That's what I said. This is best case scenario. Yeah. Now they're viral. Yes. They're huge. Now they're going to get all, you know.
This is what they wanted.
You can see I bit my tongue.
Run them over in the hospital.
Can we dial up the video from the hospital? I just want to see.
Where they go next. Yeah.
What would be hysterical is that she's in a hospital and a car comes through.
That'd be awesome. Then we know it's delivery.
Airplane hits the window.
It's Uber Eats.
God don't like you.
Aaliyah Red in studio. She was in Vegas recently. She may have some Vegas stories that weren't left in Vegas.
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Aaliyah Red in studio. She was working for Channel 3 for a while.
Yeah.
And now she's like freelancing.
Exactly.
Yeah, free agent.
You're a free agent.
Free agent. Burr, burr. Totally free.
What were we looking up? We're looking up that the audio of the two influencers were in the restaurant.
Right.
They're eating. I hate these videos. Yeah. I scroll. And when I see them, I'm like, I just want something bad to happen to them. I know it's a bad thing to say. It's not very nice.
Yeah, but on your 20th wish, you got it. God, so I know it. Like a Subway sandwich card. You got this.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this happen.
And then all of a sudden, there it is. I feel like the world wished this and brought it into the universe.
Collectively, we all did. We did.
Yeah. And these two influencers are eating a sandwich and bringing no value in terms of entertainment or information.
Yeah.
This car just comes crashing through the wall and hits them.
Yep.
They're fine.
They're good.
But then they immediately make a video from the hospital.
Of course.
So that's how you know they're fine.
Right.
Right. Here I am.
Right.
In the hospital.
Because we're so important.
All right. Let's take a look.
Seriously.
I have glass all over my body.
I'm just blessed. Thank you.
Blessed.
Yep.
They're shooting this like it's an episode of ER. Like the way that these guys are, like they're holding their camera, they're like, I don't know.
It's like selfie.
I might not have made it. Right. They have like the tiniest scratch on their face.
Yeah, like they just got back from war.
Yeah, someone back there going,
I'm surprised they're not influencing right here. They should be like, come see the viral hospital I went to.
This ambulance is so wonderful.
We got the nurses.
Right. The sound was rocking really nice.
I know, it was the monitor and it back for me, like, beep.
Yes. Like, dude, yeah.
I mean, they did use the audio around that.
They did.
Like you hear that beep, you know exactly
the
where they
sound.
Are.
The net sound.
Yeah, right.
If their heart was in danger.
Right.
Aaliyah was in Vegas recently.
Yeah.
And another person went viral for being in Vegas, but pretending to be Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Of all the people.
And they talked themselves onto a stage somewhere.
I hate that I missed it. I mean, like, literally, picture this. Someone somewhere, well, he was at the Wynn, I believe, or the W, I think. He's at the W. This guy is having a great set. And I looked him up. Apparently, he's like a Grammy-winning DJ. And he's like, he's worked with Bieber before. So I'm like, okay, so you didn't realize? But then it's like Bieber, like, gets up there. He was like, yeah, Bieber's in the building and just giving Justin energy. And, like, I can only imagine he's up there like, baby. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just singing, doing his bit. And it's like this guy that's worked with Justin Bieber, the real Justin Bieber before, doesn't recognize that this is fake Bieber. Like, and I'm just like, how is this happening? Like, I wasn't there, but reading about it was like mind boggling to me. I was somewhere like,
yeah, was the guy that that close to Bieber to fool the DJ, or was the DJ in on it to get views?
No, he looks like Justin Bieber. And I saw the video of this at the end. He was like, yo, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then his friends were like, dude, that wasn't the real Justin Bieber. And he's like, what?
Oh, really?
He later went back and posted, like, on his Instagram. He was like, hashtag, like, Biebergate 2025 or something like that. Like, I think he was really tricked.
No, I'm Justin Bieber. Sounds like Bieber. Right.
Is there audio?
Yeah. Yeah, this is them performing.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
This is the DJ. So pretty much what's happening here is the Justin Bieber Justin, fake Justin Bieber's people are coming up to him in the club and saying, Justin's here. He wants to perform.
They're showing all this.
Yeah. And they're showing, this is the DJ's video show. So he's showing exactly how this happened. It's on Instagram. So this guy looks just like Justin Bieber, too. I mean,
like he would have fooled you.
He is very close, but apparently he's a well-known
Justin Bieber impersonator.
Yeah.
Fake.
Yeah, and then he plays Sorry, I think. The crowd's bought in. They think they're seeing Bieber.
That's one of those, you got to get out of there before the crowd figures it out or they're going to murder you.
Seriously, yes.
Right.
They go from loving you to wanting you dead in a half a second.
Right.
They believed a little too hard.
When were you in Vegas and what did you do?
I was in Vegas from Thursday until Sunday night, but I got back here Monday morning because of like the time change and everything.
Yeah.
What did I do? What didn't I do? What can I share is the real thing.
Really?
Well,
are you single?
I am single.
Wow, you were single in Vegas.
I am single. And I was single in Vegas. Yeah, yeah. But no, I had a great time. I went with my girlfriend. It was a spur of the moment trip. Just like I said, I'm enjoying my summer. So we're like, Vegas, let's do it.
Yeah.
So we went, had a great time. Saw a bunch of people. We saw like Rick Ross, Carisha from Young My, what is the name of the group? City Girls. It was a great time. So we saw a bunch of artists. We saw Lloyd, which was fantastic, an R&B artist. And we ended up in their VIP because they told us to come back. And we did.
Of course they did.
I wonder why.
AJ, I'm sure we would have been invited back there, too, if we were there.
I'm sure.
They would have been like, you two old guys, right. Come on backstage.
Yeah, bring, hey, Grandpa, get over
we
here.
Need some more eye candy back here.
Right.
Oh, no. So we went back there. And we had a great time. So we watched their set, his show from like his VIP, and then he like joined us up there. They invited us to dinner. We ended up playing Uno with them.
They invited you to dinner.
Yeah, we went to a restaurant called Jing. So it was a fantastic time.
What kind of food? Those Jing.
Jing sure. have. They had great sushi. So I had sushi.
Oh,
sushi.
And you have to say it like that? Jinga.
I think it just, you have to.
Yeah.
Of course. Jing. If you don't say it like that, it's not right. Of course.
With a phone ring. Jinga. With a wasabi, has zing.
Now, if you have multiple people answering the phone, just like, Jing. 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 Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Apparently, taste meets elegance.
Oh,
yeah. That's what they said.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice spot. It was a pretty nice spot, but the reception was good.
Yes.
Wow. Imagine that. Being that person, like you go to a show and they're like, hey, come backstage.
Yeah.
Hey, come out to dinner with us.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
You are people. That person.
I'm not
I
that
see
person.
It. I know it's happened for you.
I'm the people they call security with.
They say, how did you get back here?
What are you doing back here? Security!
That happens for you guys. It's just like, you know, Scott Stapp or like.
Right. That's true.
Right. I get asked to leave a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know who Scott Stapp is?
Not at all.
Right.
Lead singer. Yeah. Creed.
You know Creed? Now.
No.
Make it a comeback. Thinks he's Jesus.
No.
If I show you the video,
like
you might know the
boring.
Video.
Boring. I don't know. Oh, yeah. No.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, who is this girl?
Yeah.
Living
yeah.
under this rock.
Yeah. But Vegas, that's a fun place, man.
Absolutely.
My son lives there, so.
Does he?
I never was in Vegas until he moved there, and I thought, I don't gamble. There's something I have a relationship with where my money, where I don't like to watch it leave.
Yeah.
For me,
well, that's why you win.
No, see,
you don't win.
For me, every day is a gamble.
Yeah, I can't do it myself, but I did watch a couple of people. I watched a guy win $10,000 on a slot machine, and
on a slot machine,
yeah. Yes. And I've heard like when you sit on those corner machines, those are like the good ones. And he was sitting on a corner machine.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go and be his friend after that, but I thought it was just too fake.
Right. Does anyone know about the slot machines? Is this a correct theory that the corner machines are a thing? If there is a professional slot machine winner,
right.
Not the people who lose, but if you win,
right.
Can you call us?
Yeah, how many slots are out there?
That's the one thing I would do. I would do slots because people aren't telling you what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I sat at tables.
You take your time.
And, like, people are telling me what to do. I'm like,
I don't like this.
That's what I like about blackjack. I'm just like, all right, what do I sit down and people tell me what to do. I just, do I hit this? Yeah, hit it. Okay, then I hit it. Like, I don't have to think. I don't have to know how to play.
No, you know what? I've had a couple of bad experiences. I just got at the wrong table, not a fun table. Yeah, I got at the table where they thought they were professional card players that just the world didn't know they're professional card players. Yeah,
that's your hot day outside, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, how could you not take a hit here? Yeah. I'm like, you know, if why don't I just leave and you just play my hand for me?
Yeah, hey, listen,
this isn't fun for me.
Yeah, relax. The chips.
It's not fun for you. I'll just leave.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Jazz and AJ.
All right, slot machine theories.
Yes.
203-882-9757. Or if you have a Vegas story.
Yeah, one or two.
Vegas story, 203-882-9757. Or if you were at a concert and invited backstage and to dinner or on the bus.
Yeah,
not a beautiful women. 882-9757.
Yeah, I want to hear how many guys say, yeah, I was at a concert. And then I was invited backstage.
Right. Barry Manilow?
Not a lot.
Aaliyah Red is in studio with us. She was doing Channel 3 weekend mornings for a while. Now she's kind of free.
Yes.
And she was recently in Vegas. So we're talking about Vegas stories, slot machine theories on winning.
Be very helpful.
And have you ever been to a concert and asked to go backstage?
Right, in a good way.
Which happened to her. Did not happen to us.
No, not still waiting.
All right, 203-882-9757. Cody in Cheshire.
Hey, what's going on, Chaz?
Hey.
This is Cheryl's son from the Tommy Fund. How you doing, brother?
Oh, excellent. Thank you, brother. Good.
Hey, just wanted to call in. So it's not necessarily about Vegas, but I was at Toad's Place first time, and I'm going downstairs to go use the bathroom. I accidentally walk into the band room and Shakedown was playing.
Oh.
They look at me. They go, "Do you smoke?" I said, "Yeah." I ended up smoking a joint with them in the back.
Nice.
All right, so you ended up backstage at a concert.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, no more shakes.
Good.
Smooth now. I'm good.
Wow.
And I'm guessing they probably had very good weed.
It wasn't mine. It was theirs. It was a little too much, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's right. That's their attention getter.
All right, Cody.
Take care, fellas.
Thank you, man.
You too, man.
I just like to point out that's one for me. You said there wouldn't be many.
Right.
Right. Well, remember, those people are not calling.
Right.
All right. Call if you were at a show.
Right.
And not asked to go backstage.
Right.
Attorney Norm Pattis.
Client, best thing about my job are the stories clients tell me. So I got a guy, he's in a little bit of trouble, and we're getting ready to go into court. And I said, "Is there anything else I need to know about you?" He said, "Well, yeah, you know, I got this problem down in Vegas." I said, "What happened?" "I was down there with some guys, saw this absolutely gorgeous woman at a liquor store. I asked her if she'd marry me. We bought a bottle, and we consummated the marriage. woke up, was a little hungover, went back to the same liquor store. There was a woman even more beautiful. I tried the same line. I married her, too. I said, "Well, did you ever do anything to get those marriages annulled?" They said, "No." "So you're a bigamist." "Well, yeah. So that's Vegas, I guess."
Well, he has multiple wives.
Exactly.
Well, he had them. I don't know. I don't know how easy it is to get married in Vegas. Apparently, pretty easy. At least
it's pretty easy.
There's drive-throughs.
Yeah.
He was one of those devastatingly handsome guys like AJ. I'm sure this is the kind of thing that happens to AJ all the time.
Yes.
Walk into a liquor store, a woman will say, "I'd like to consummate a marriage with you. Would you please marry me?"
Yes.
Right, AJ?
Yeah, I need to move to Vegas.
If you get married. In that state, is that binding?
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, I mean, there is a legal doctrine called comity, not comedy, but comity, where states honor one another's official acts. So assuming that the marriages were solemnized according to the right rules and procedures, they would be valid anywhere, and this person would be guilty of bigamy in every state.
No.
Damn.
Except for Utah.
Right. Yeah. Except for Utah, where he'd run for governor.
You good there.
Anyhow, that's all I know about Vegas.
Thank
Never
you,
been
brother.
There.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
All right.
Wow.
Cooper in Terryville.
Cooper! Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I've never been invited to a show, but when I got out of the Marine Corps, I was
Thank you for your service.
Months.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome again. But I was hurting for money, and I don't know if you guys have heard of those things like sugar daddies.
No, but I'm intrigued.
Wait, you got one?
They have something called sugar mommies, apparently.
Yes.
There you go.
Really?
Yes.
And you have a number?
I went on a website where sugar mommies were looking for young men, and I posted some pictures of, you know, me in the gym, me in a suit. I told them I could talk about art and great music, and I would be really good at a fancy party. And this woman reached out to me, and she was like, hey, I can fly you to Aspen, Colorado.
Wow.
For this weekend. I've got a party I'd like to go to, and I think you would be some good arm candy.
Nice.
And I was really considering going, but then I was looking at her pictures and this and that, and I was like, I don't know about this, and I don't want to wake up in an ice tub.
missing organs.
Right.
I have two kitties. We got here.
I ended up deleting the account. It's something that I regret to this day.
Yeah. Continuing your life of poverty.
Should have seen it through.
Right.
Could have, you know.
Okay, so, what was it about? Because it was the pictures that turned you, yeah, right?
It just looked kind of, you know, like fake or staged.
Not rich enough.
Right. You know, like a catfishing kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. You were still a kid.
Nothing like, you know, like, oh, you know what? Looking, you're not really worth the trip.
Right.
Yeah, no, when it looks fake, your gut served you well.
Yeah.
And I've still got it. So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Sugar mama.
Where is this website? AJ wants to know. Yeah. What is this website?
Mine will be like 80 years old.
I think it's called Seeking Arrangement.
Right.
What is it?
Seeking Arrangement.
Seeking Arrangement.
That spells seeking normally, right?
Brian, can you look that up?
Yep.
Seeking Arrangement. Wow.
Get me a sugar mama.
Cool.
All right, we're going to look right now.
Guess what? I can pay my bills after all.
I don't want to be a sugar mama. Maybe I'd be a sugar baby.
Right.
There you go.
You'd be looking for a sugar daddy, right?
Yes, yeah. So I'd be the baby.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I get it now.
Who's your baby? Right.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your baby? Wow.
I want to see this website now.
I'm just curious now. Yeah, like, what are the requirements?
Do you go on dating sites?
I think Instagram's a dating site, so yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. People slide in the DMs all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't even have to hop on dating apps to find anyone. They find you in the DMs.
Wow. Right.
For girls.
See,
for girls.
That's how it works when you look like that. Yeah, she's right. Like, all I have to do is exist.
She has a whole different life. Yeah. We're all like, oh, is that how it works? Yeah.
I have a
because it doesn't work like that for us.
I have a billing company. Does that count? We're looking for you to pay this amount.
Ruth, do you get like weirdos in your, well, you don't have
social. Oh my gosh, look at her. Absolutely, she does.
Well, she doesn't have her own social media. She works through ours, but you must get weirdo like comments and stuff.
She had the entire Middle East after her.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Wait, I need to hear what was that?
Names I can't even pronounce. There was a symbol for boron in the name of one of them.
Yeah. Run us through this story. It was somewhere around Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, she just started posting videos, and all of a sudden, like, all of our videos had, like, thousands of, like, likes. And, right, and then I'm sitting there, I'm looking at these things, and, like, it's all these, like, you know, I love you, you're a beautiful princess, right? And then they leave their number. And stuff like that.
And you can tell it's another country.
And I'm sitting there, I'm hitting delete. I'm like, I can't get rid of all.
Why are you deleting
the notifications? Like ding, 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 and it's over the weekend.
Because she called me.
Gosh.
She texted me in a panic, going, "Oh my god, what's going on over here?" And I'm like, you're setting the Middle East on fire.
They were looking for a sugar baby.
Oh my god!
You could have had a nice Saudi Arabian prince to be your boyfriend.
They all claim to be. Yes.
Yeah.
You are beautiful. Yep.
That was wild.
You got called queen. A bunch of stuff. A bunch of times.
Where did they go? They just left?
I don't know. I guess they found somebody else.
They saw me and
they got tired of being ignored.
Right. Yeah.
Do people send you inappropriate pictures?
No, I haven't gotten pictures.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Because
guys do. There are guys out there. They don't listen to this show.
No.
Creepy. No. Only world-class people.
Not strangers. Let me correct that. At least not strangers. So if someone's like sliding in the DMs for me, I haven't gotten a weird picture. But someone maybe I've already connected with, that's when that picture comes and I'm like, man, now I got to stop talking to you. I'm like, unwarranted, like, blank pic. Bro,
need to know that women don't want these pictures.
Literally never.
There's nothing attractive about that.
Right.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I've never met a girl that's been like, oh, thank God he sent this. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was on the fence with you until you sent that picture. Right. Now I'm in.
Right. Seal the deal. Like, no, it
right. doesn't. He sold me. Oh, boy.
I'm Chaz and AJ. Though. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Good morning. This is Kim from Rocky Hill.
Hey, Kim. You're on.
So, I've been to Vegas a few times, but it's actually a Seaside Heights, New Jersey story. So I was working down there when I was in college. I was working at a little t-shirt shop. I was out front doing, like, security watch to make sure people weren't stealing. And all of a sudden, these people walk up down the boardwalk with these leopard pants and these large pumps and this long hair. And the guy comes over to me and goes, hey, you guys want to come back and party at my hotel? And I'm like, who are you? He goes, we're Bon Jovi. I said, who the hell is Bon Jovi?
Oh, wow.
This was 19-
Even Aaliyah knows who Bon Jovi
this
is.
This one I
way.
Am.
Right. She doesn't know Creed, but she knows Bon Jovi.
1984, and I'm like, who the hell is Bon Jovi? I'm like, yeah, I know. We're all set.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
They were filming, I think, She's a Little Runaway under the boardwalk, that
yeah,
video.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Their first one. Like,
they were just about to break.
Oh, wow.
I got approached by John Bon Jovi to go back to his hotel and party with him, and he said no. Can you imagine?
Or they want
That's
security.
My story.
Come back to okay. the kid on the
door's t-shirt.
Yeah.
Terrible.
All right, Kim, great story. Thank you. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. A first grade teacher in Africa goes viral with a private parts song.
Oh, nice.
I guess he's trying to warn the kids about, you know.
Yeah, she's up there at the front. Very, the way she sings it is very aggressive.
Oh, but, wow.
And she's pointing at them.
She's pointing right. at them. Right. She's like.
At the parts.
Right.
Yeah. So both visual and audio.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
These are my private parts, private parts, private parts. These are my private parts. No one should touch them. No one should squeeze them. And if you touch my private parts.
Hold it. No one needs to touch them. No one needs to squeeze them.
No one needs to squeeze them.
If you touch my private parts.
Well, I know. Do you have to go through every way you could touch them, like squeeze, rub,
right, caress,
fondle?
Exactly. Right.
No fiddling.
Lick, bite.
No caressing.
I think touching covers it.
Right. Spread peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Nutella.
And then, you know, right. No one can put peanut butter on. Right, like, there's, weird. Come on. Yeah. We're touching.
Although blueberry jam is very nice sometimes. Yes.
Slightly same. Tickle it with a feather.
Exactly right.
Shouldn't do that.
Do not tick my private parts.
Do that.
Well,
yeah. It's a little catchy.
It is. It really is. Yeah, I know a lot of girls sing the song. Oh, that's the song. I heard them humming it earlier.
Please don't touch my private parts.
She's right. So into it. I love her.
Right.
She's really giving it.
Guess what, guys? She's single.
Yeah. Can we start from beginning?
Yeah.
All right. We start again.
And then we just right. loop, yeah.
Didn't you two do the song once?
I like it.
I bet Bono did it better.
You can get a metal song out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on my private part. That'd be awesome.
Got to put
awesome.
A beat behind it.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Now, Diddy wouldn't be the artist to do this.
No. Actually,
no.
That's what they're singing about.
Yeah, that's why they made it.
Right.
We had, wow. Hey, don't touch me there.
Don't
why?
Go Diddy
that's
party. Don't go Diddy party.
Yeah, you don't want to be there. Yeah.
My God, it is stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. I'll be whistling later on as I'm using my private parts of the urinal.
Sing it at the urinal as loud as you can.
If we end He's up in there right. together, do not do not whistle that song.
Just... Hey, Chaz, I do it.
on my private parts.
No one should touch them.
No one should squeeze them.
This is why there's a partition between the urinals.
I'm going to get in trouble because I'm going to sing it with a separate connection.
On the second floor.
These
man, is that
are
geese?
My private parts.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I almost know all the words.
Yeah.
These are my private parts, private parts, private parts. These are my private parts, private parts.
Do not try to touch them.
Do not try to touch them.
No one should touch them.
No one should touch them. No one should squeeze them.
Right.
Jeez. But fondle. Fondle. That's a whole other thing.
Right. That's the flip side.
Fiddling. Fiddling.
Nightly touch with a feather. Eh, right. Okay. Right. Well, hey. Fine.
Do not try to arouse me.
Straight to hell.
Right.
I will tell my mother. Right. I will tell my father. Right. And I will tell my teacher.
Right. Yeah. I'm telling everybody.
And police, hopefully.
Right.
I'll tell somebody.
I can sing just please. I can sing please touch my private part. Please touch my private part.
That's going to be my song.
Yep.
At home.
I walk through the door.
Chaz and AJ.
This might be the earliest in the year you guys have found the AJ and the Box song.
Unfortunately,
what a shame.
I'm in the box with Scott Haney.
What a shame. Oh, we definitely got to do it now.
You might really want to play that song in the box, bud.
These are my private parts. Private parts. Private parts. These are my private parts. No one can touch them. No one can squeeze them.
If you touch my private parts.
Private parts. Private parts.
If you touch my private parts, I will tell my mommy.
I will tell my teacher. We're getting close.
That's it. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Right. Yep. I will write a movie. Right. I will tell my friends.
Yeah, right.
Chaz and AJ.
It's too bad Macaulay Culkin didn't know that song before going over Michael Jackson's house.
Okay, thank you.
That's not creepy at all. That's not creepy
too
at all.
Soon. Yeah, weird. Yeah, too soon.
The cold years. Inside Neverland. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Is that the teacher who's like really like,
She's saving the kids.
Yep.
I like it.
Yep.
She's pointing. She's like, and if you touch them,
she's 100% committed.
Yes. She's stomping.
Yeah,
she
should be.
I was going to say, it's not a bad problem to ride for.
Really.
You know, I've been wondering like what to do because I'm like hosting this Chaz and AJ comedy night with, Legends of Fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got all these comedians, and AJ, you would typically have done this, but you won't be there.
Yeah, I mean, boy in plastic bubble.
I was like, what am I going to do?
Right.
I'm like, I'm just going to go up and say, these are my private parts, private parts, private parts. These are my private parts.
Right.
No one can touch them.
And you should,
no one can squeeze them.
You should dress up like a flesh-toned suit. Yeah. And point to stuff.
I'll be a dancing wiener.
That'd be cool. And every part you touch, glows. Yeah. You probably touch glows.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Do a carrot top act.
Wow, you spend a lot of time with the junction in the middle there.
I like it. Prop
these,
comedy.
It's my crescent roll. Crescent roll.
My private part. Private part. That's all day is going to be in my head now.
Oh, I'm going to use the second floor bathroom. I'm going to whistle. Right. No, I always whistle.
Going to be in the middle of it with the lady. These are my private parts. Private parts. Private parts.
I'm waiting in line to bank to cash a check.
My girlfriend's going to be so mad at me.
You want to cash this?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Sir, this is McDonald's.
Guys.
Don't do it at a funeral.
Right.
She's into it.
Seriously.
Not a that bad was, song to teach.
No,
I guess.
It's not.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's got a good message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no one touch my private parts.
Well, here's the deal that we haven't even discussed on this now.
What's that?
If that was a male teacher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be different. He'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe.
The story would have been, he's locked up.
Right. Right. Yeah, he's now in prison singing, yeah. Please touch my breath. Don't touch my breath.
Don't touch it.
Please
don't.
Don't touch my
private parts. Private parts.
I will tell the guards now.
It's more yearning, less silly. Please.
A whole different story if it's a
please
dude.
Please don't touch my private parts.
Now I'm in the shower. Now I'm in the shower.
Dumbass. News.
Ooh, he touched it.
Whoops.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.